Here's another American story as told to you by the people who lived it. StoryCorps comes to you every Friday, and today we will learn about Thurman Weaver. Mr. Weaver was a janitor, chauffeur, and also a father. A few weeks ago, Thurman's son, William Weaver, remembered him at the StoryCorps booth in Atlanta, Georgia. And here William speaks with his daughter, Kimberly.
My father was everything to me. And it's actually kind of difficult talking about him without becoming very emotional. Up until, you know, he died, every decision I made, I'd always call him. And he would never tell me what to do, but he would always listen and say, well, what do you want to do? And he made me feel that I could do anything that I wanted to do. I can remember when we integrated the schools that there were many times when I was just scared. And I didn't think that I would survive. And I'd look up and he'd be there. And whenever I saw him, I knew that I was safe. You know, I always tell you that your mama is the smartest person I've ever met. But I think my father ranks right up there as brilliant. When I was in high school, I was taking algebra. And I was sitting at the kitchen table trying to do my homework. And I got frustrated. So I just can't figure this out. So my father said, what's the problem? He came by. He said, what's the problem? And I said, that's this algebra. And he said, well, let me look at it. I said, that they didn't even have algebra in your day. And I went to sleep. And around 4 o'clock that morning, he woke me up. He said, come on, son, get up. He set me at the kitchen table. And he taught me algebra. What he had done is sit up all night and read the algebra book. And then he explained the problems to me so I could do them and understand them. And to this day, I live my life trying to be half the man my father was. Just half the man. And I would be a success if my children loved me half as much as I love my father.
William Weaver, remembering his father, with his daughter Kimberly in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Weaver is chairman of surgery at the Morehouse Medical School in Atlanta. By the way, all StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more or subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast by going to npr.org.